This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
But let's start and talk about what the tax office is doing in regards to a few different issues. Michael Cranston is the Australian Tax Office's Deputy Commissioner, who is on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, Michael. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me back, Ross.
Okay, I just wanted to talk to you first off about the release you put out today in regards to the Phoenix Task Force cracking down on dodgy business behaviour. Effectively, you're wanting to stamp out illegal Phoenix activity, and what you've identified is a range of companies acting on the Gold Coast. What have you actually discovered here?
Yeah, well, Ross, you know, I think we're always very concerned about aggressive Phoenix behaviour because, as you know, a lot of victims can come out of this, and not only the taxes aren't paid, but employees don't get paid, and creditors also don't get paid. So a lot of people get hurt. So we're very vigilant, and we work with a number of agencies on this. And when we identify problems, we will move very quickly. And this particular matter up on the Gold Coast, we've moved into some warrants and we'll conduct an investigation on the facts we find.
Yeah, 6 search warrants were executed yesterday as part of a cross-agency investigation, including the Australian Federal Police and local police as well. This is about criminal investigation into unpaid superannuation, employee withholding, GST and income tax. Now, quite clearly, Phoenix activity is where a company sends itself broke, says that it has no money, throws itself on its creditors. They end up incurring the bad debts, and then the next minute, the people are back in business. That's what really the classic Phoenix is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's sort of generally when it gets systemised. So actually, a company can generally go broke, and I think that's a right of the business to be a corporate. And when it does go broke, that's fine, and some people can suffer under that. But when you actually do it for a second time or third time, or you systemise it and you actually set it up for that to happen, and where you don't have to pay your tax debts and other creditors, that's when it becomes really aggressive behaviour, and that's just unacceptable.
All right. Now, when you're talking about behaviour, let's go to another subject now, and this is about superannuation funds, self-managed superannuation funds in particular. Now, this is about the tax office now aiming initiatives to try and educate individuals about the pitfalls of retirement planning schemes. Now, what you're basically saying is that you're saying that people have just got to be a little bit conscious about what they're getting themselves into, because they might not understand in many cases that they could be breaking the tax law.
Yeah, and I think in this area it's really important, because people work hard, they set up self-managed super funds to build a nest egg, and if things go wrong, we've seen examples where promoters come in and they promote these schemes, which are unlawful. And generally, this is really at the back end of their careers and they're going into retirement. It's very hard to rebuild that nest egg. So if something goes wrong and they get penalised and have to pay a lot of taxes back, that's bad. So we're really taking it seriously, and we've got this education campaign to warn people of some of the pitfalls and some of the signs. And like one of the schemes is just they're encouraging people to move their private businesses into a super fund, so they sell it into the super fund. And then they just pay the dividends out of the business, and because it's in pension phase, there's no tax, and the dividends get paid, and also they get access to the franking credits. And it's sort of just that's unlawful. And so that's why we're sort of reminding people to be very careful about those things.
So now what you're saying is unlawful about that is it's unlawful to sell your business to your self-managed super fund? Simple as that?
Well, there is rules around that, and a self-managed super fund can own a very small percentage of private sort of associated assets. And so generally these things are like quite a big asset, like a business, yep, generally would breach the rules. So
then the other thing also is, because with the self-managed super fund or any superannuation fund, it's got to be seen to be a responsible entity. In other words, it's got to be showing that it has an investment plan, that it has got a spread of investments, that it's done all it can possibly do to mitigate risk inside that fund. And this would be one of the real issues, because you would see a lot of self-managed super funds these days being very aggressive, borrowing money, trying to buy investment properties and so forth. So risks can certainly grow. And the other point also is, and we see this quite often, people who are out there promoting very aggressive schemes and very high returns and claiming they can do much better than a typical superannuation fund would do.
Yeah, absolutely, Ross. And that's why I think that's why we've got to get these messages out there. And this is one, a couple of examples of some of the things we're seeing about, you know, you've got to be very careful, get the right advice, come and talk to the ATO. And, you know, I always say some of the signs are if somebody comes to you as trustee or comes to your accountant and tries to sell you some of these schemes and they ask you to restructure it in this way, well, there's some of the signs are saying maybe it's not quite right.
And the fact is that the tax office has significant powers in these regards. And that's, again, that some people might not necessarily be as conscious as they should be of.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, the tax office is the regulator of these self-managed super funds. And then there's some, you know, there are strict rules because it's a very concessional environment. And that's encouraged but that's not to be abused.
Tell you what, Michael Cranston, the Deputy Commissioner at the Australian Tax Office, those two things are key. Number one, your self-managed super fund if you've got one of those. But number two, also, especially if you're in business, but even if you're a consumer, just be very conscious of some of those businesses around the place that suddenly go broke, leave you with the debts, and guess what? 3 minutes later, they are back in business. Good to see the Tax Office is on the job. Michael Cranston, we appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, Ross.
This podcast, thanks to Audi Altauer Tarman. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Altauer Tarman today.